The city of Charlotte reached a settlement with former police officer Wes Randall Carrick. Carrick resigned after a hung jury in his murder trial and the killing of an unarmed black man. The city accepted the resignation and agreed to pay Carrick more than $100,000, most of which was in back pay. Gwendolyn Glenn has been following the Carrick trial and joins us now from member station WFAE in Charlotte. Hello, Gwendolyn. Good to talk with you.
Hi, same here.
Tell us more about the settlement that was reached between the city and Carrick.
Well, the settlement, it's effective October 2nd in terms of his resignation, and the city will be paying Officer Carrick nearly $113,000. Now, of that amount, $98,000 of that is for back pay from the time when Carrick was suspended just after the shooting, the fatal shooting happened, until his effective October 2nd resignation day. Now, the city also is paying additional funds for $50,000 that will go to the attorney who defended Randall Carrick in his civil lawsuit. Now, that happened before the criminal trial, and it will also pay funds for retirement and Social Security. So the total cost to the city is going to be $180,000.
And, I mean, it's interesting. I wonder if it was coincidental that the announcement came after the primary, the local primary elections. Any connection there, or was there any fallout because of the timing of the announcement?
Well, no. I can only speculate about that. The mayor just issued a statement just saying that, you know, this is now a chance for the city to move on and heal the attorneys, and no one made any comment. We learned about this through press releases and press statements, and they all said that they would not be making any comments.
Well, we'll talk about what it is the city would like to move on from and some of the backstory when our conversation with Gwendolyn Glenn on the decision by the city of Charlotte to settle with Randall Carrick, former police officer in Charlotte. That conversation continues on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Stay tuned. This is the State of Things broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. Continuing our conversation with Gwendolyn Glenn, a reporter at WFAE in Charlotte. We've been talking about the Carrick trial in Charlotte. Randall Carrick was charged with voluntary manslaughter for shooting and killing an unarmed African-American man. The trial ended in a hung jury. The city of Charlotte reached a settlement with Carrick in which he will receive about $113,000. Gwendolyn, any reaction to the settlement?
Well, the family has reacted in terms of they felt like that he should not have been, as the mother was quoted as saying, paid for killing her son, and they say they are still very upset about that. And you had a few protesters who were here who have also expressed dissatisfaction that he will be getting this back payment from the city.
All right, and maybe we should go into the backstory now and tell us what this trial and this case is all about.
Well, 2 years ago in 2013, Officer Carrick was one of three officers who responded to a 911 call in which a homeowner said that someone was breaking into her home. And it was Jonathan Farrell had been in an accident a short distance away from this homeowner's residence. He had no shoes on. It was very dark on the road, and he knocked on her door. His attorneys, the prosecutor, said seeking assistance. She took him for a burglar call, 911, and when Officer Carrick and the two other officers arrived on the scene, Jonathan Farrell was walking up the road. There was a video cam of this, of showing him walking towards the officers. He was clearly unarmed and, as I said, didn't have any shoes or anything on. One of the officers had a taser pointed on him, and Randall Carrick had his gun drawn. The third officer was a little on the side, away from them. So when the red dots from the taser appeared on Jonathan Farrell's shirt, that was when he started to run in the direction of the officers, and it went off camera. And then shortly after that, we started to hear the shots fired. There were, I think initially from the video cam, there were four fired, and then there were eight more shots fired. So 12 shots were fired in total. 10 of them hit Jonathan Farrell, and he died on the scene.
Carrick was charged with voluntary manslaughter. Tell us what happened during the trial.
It was a lengthy trial, and it was a lot of questions from both sides were raised in terms of the training that Randall Carrick said. He said he followed the training. You had prosecutors saying that he didn't. You had those on both sides testifying in terms of training, saying that Carrick was fine to pull his gun but not to shoot it when someone is unarmed in that kind of situation. And the defense said that Carrick feared for his life and that he was justified and went along with the how he was trained. The prosecutors in that line, it was a very emotional trial. Both families were there, and some of the photos that were shown were the family would leave at times because they were some of them were graphic. And both sides, the prosecutor said, you know, we're not trying to say you're a bad person, but that you panic and forgot all of your training. The defense, again, said that he did what he was trained to do and that he was justified in shooting Jonathan Farrell.
And it ended in a hung jury, right?
It did. After several votes, the jurors said that they didn't feel they could go any farther. The judge wanted them to keep working at it and to try to come to some kind of verdict, but they said that they felt that they had gone as far as they could. The first initial vote was 7-5, but after that it got stuck at 8-4, and they felt like that they were not going to make any additional progress, so it was a hung jury.
The prosecution could have charged him again and chose not to.
They could have, and I want to say after that, Charlotte had a lot of protest, and the family visited the site of the shooting on the anniversary, September 14th this year. They had never been to the site, and they, during that time, when I talked to the mother and the son, they said that they were disappointed that the prosecution did not elect to retry this case. According to the DA's office, they said they didn't feel like they could get a different verdict, so that's why they said that they decided not to go further with it.
The city also reached a settlement with the family. Did we know anything about that?
Yes, they did, and this was before the trial started. In the civil lawsuit, the city came to an agreement with the family, and they paid them $2.25 million, and part of that money the family has used to, they said, to set up a foundation in Jonathan Farrell's name, because they said they plan to continue to seek justice for Jonathan Farrell. And I remember when that happened, the defense said that they felt that would sway the jurors because the city came to the settlement prior to the criminal trial. And one thing I also want to add, in that settlement in terms of Carrick's resignation, the city did not pay any of Randall Carrick's criminal trial attorney fees.
All right, Gwen, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Gwendolyn Glenn is a reporter for WFAE in Charlotte.